Penny, there's some changes coming to the creamery, and there was a board meeting on Thursday where these changes were discussed. What were the highlights of the meeting, and what's going to be happening to the creamery?
The highlights of the meeting were we had a visit from Linda Tullis. Linda and Joanne Tullis own the building and the property there at the creamery, and they are going to be taking over the 501c3. And they're going to try different management operations at the facility. One of the things that they want to do is separate the gallery into different arts, like music arts, theater arts, and so on. So that's what they plan on doing. They also plan on a coffee house, and the gallery will be open at 10 a.m. instead of 11 that we have right now. It'll also be open 6 days a week, and they are working on two business plans at this time. They will be closing the gallery as a gallery for the winter as they regroup and replan things, but they will keep the gallery open for classes, which would be the after-school classes and the clay classes. We do have a clay studio there.
What are your thoughts on this new plan and moving ahead? Do you see it as something that could be viable?
We are wishing the Tullis sisters all the luck in the world with their new plan. We want to see it succeed. I think the Creamery Arts Center is an amazing facility. I think if it wasn't going to stay open, it would be gravely missed. But we are hoping that their new business plans and marketing plans will really, really put an extra boost into the facility.
What are some of the struggles the organization faced since opening?
The struggles have mainly been the sales. We don't have the sales we wished we had to keep it going. It has not been, I guess I can say, it's not been in the black. It's always been below, and that's what the grants helped us keeping it going, was with the grants.
So the creamery was opened by the Tullis sisters through private money, and then it got a grant that supported it for about 4 years, so essentially a subsidy. What would it take to actually keep it open?
We need at least an extra $50,000 a year to keep it open. That's a big amount. We try to get it through grants. We try to get it through fundraising, and we try to get it through donations.
Penny, what does the creamery offer to the community?
Creamery offers art classes. We offer classes for after-school kids want to come in, and we have a wonderful teacher, Suki Strong, that has all different kinds of art that she teaches the kids. We also have David Strong, who is the clay studio manager, and he has been a student of pottery for about 40 years, and he is extremely gifted in teaching kids. They just love him. He's so patient with them.